The award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Cal Wilson.
Oh, Cal, it's our second to last show.
How exciting, but in a bad way.
Oh, well, this is a chance to talk rubbish for the final time with Idiots on the Radio. Well, for this year. What have we got to talk about, Ed?
Heaps. Someone's rolled the world's largest joint, marijuana university cigarette.
Really? Oh, upper house or lower house, do you know?
Upper house. Yes.
Because that wheat board. Oh, isn't it interesting, the wheat board scandal? We covered it. Did you hear during the year? We were all over that, Cal.
Totally. Like a rash.
Any wheat issues, we're there.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to that today.
Any grain issues, any grain scandals, all over it. Shaft of Hope.
Yes.
It's made a dream come true. We'll find out how.
Oh, finally we've done something good. Look, it's all coming up on this, the second to last Get This for the year. And we're reviewing the year and reviewing the voices of the year.
Good idea.
Haven't there been so many memorable voices?
Too many.
Let's hear this one for the last time.
It goes like this, kids. You need that and this when you're having that. 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 The windows, not portals, outward upon freedom of thought, but reflections inward into awkward introversion. These walls have seen strangers, faces so eerily blank and fine. These faces have seen people, and tears will see them leave.
And this when you're having that.
Sure
are. And this when you're having that.
Slothful.
And this when you're having that.
It's inappropriate.
And this when you're having that.
That's what a fool does.
I have a lot of options. Perceived talent. Friends going off to accounting jobs. Boring. Not having fun. Deserved to be somewhere fun. A little bit of fun here and there. Fun.
And this when you're having that.
Getting ridiculous.
And this when you're having that.
Psycho babble.
And this when you're having that.
Turn that off.
And this when you're having that.
Oh, how good is this?
This has to end.
Being here, so lucky.
Let's get started, shall we?
Is he working in a service station yet, that guy?
Oh, he's much too good for that.
Oh, really?
Windscreen's in intersection.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, that's Cheap Trick. Good morning, everybody. It's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M or KOFM in Newcastle with me, Tony Martin, with Ed Cavalier, with Richard Marsland pushing a button, and we've got Cal Wilson's here from New Zealand.
Hurrah! I love the way you say from New Zealand, as if I've just arrived for the show.
The reason I say it is I read an interview with you in the paper last week where they were, is people trying to get rid of your accent? What's that about?
Yeah, I'm having voice lessons to sound more Australian. Because apparently some people don't want to give me work because I sound like I'm not from here.
That's always been my problem with Cal on this program. Either talk like the rest of us or get out. It's simple.
Yeah.
If you're not going to assimilate, why do you come in here and throw that accent right in my face?
I know, just take your job, steal your women, do that sort of thing.
Ed loves to play the racist card, but not normally this early.
No. Pretty angry this morning.
Right.
Saw a lot of foreign gear on my way in. I'm not happy.
Well, get to foreign gear. But, because when I came over on the boat, I had to lose the accent. The boss at Triple M Brisbane says, you're not going on here sounding like that, mate.
Mm-hmm.
So I locked myself in a flat with neighbours for a week. But since then, since Lord of the Rings, isn't it fashionable and cool to retain your accent?
Only if you're an orc, I think.
Okay.
But nobody had a New Zealand accent in that film, did they?
No. There was a lot of grunting. That's more a rugby kind of noise than an actual accent.
Yeah. There should have been more New Zealand. The accents, the orcs.
Gandalf, come here quickly. I'm not going through the gates of Mordor again.
It's a govern, Frodo. It's a govern. Okay, so you're here.
I'm here. I live here.
I know you are. You're here and you've been here all year, and hasn't it been fantastic?
It's been wonderful.
One of our regular contributors.
Yeah. Second most regular?
Second equal, I believe.
Second equal with Fifi Box, according to the stats.
Really?
You just want to see us mud wrestle to find out who's really second.
It's jelly.
Okay, sure. Jelly with a bit of mud in it.
I've jelly wrestled once.
Have you?
Yeah, and it's not...
as easy as it looks?
No.
Were you with anyone else, or were you just...
I was wrestling. It was... never mind. But
Oaksday? Someone you picked up at Oaksday?
No, I was wrestling. It was an all-dude affair.
Oh, hey. Hello.
All-dude jelly wrestling.
The veal guard? In Adelaide?
No. It was work, right?
Oh, work related.
You realise you are saying this out loud?
That's all right.
And you did start it.
Yeah, I'm okay with this. I've dealt with it. And it's not aeroplane jelly. It's not like the jelly that you eat. What it is, it's these little, they pour all these little sort of silicon
Is it like the stuff when you have an ultrasound, they put that gel on your arm? It's not like that sort of stuff.
No, it's not like that either. It's this stuff where they chuck all these sort of like pellets into the arena, and there's a rubber arena, and then they pour a bin full of warm water, and they kind of expand. It's really nice. It's like being in the womb. It's really nice in there.
So tell me again how you got here.
It's like being in the womb.
Sorry?
You remember that, do you? Well, he is very young.
Yeah. It's quite refreshing. But you can't eat them. If you get it in your mouth, they taste terrible.
All right. Fifi Box and Cal Wilson having a refreshing jelly wrestle on tomorrow's show. Our most frequent co-host, Greg Fleet.
He's wrestling by himself. I'm not.
Mostly doesn't turn up. No. So how did
I've been out the front of his place this morning with the chalk, reminding him about tomorrow.
It's already on the pavement. It's already a chalk outline of Greg himself on the pavement out the front there. Cal, you always bring us things in. You've always been travelling. What have you seen this week?
I've seen a couple of interesting signs just around where I live, which is in Australia.
In Australia, apparently.
I saw a sign for a local primary school's sausage sizzle. Sizzle. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, I heard
sizzle.
That.
Sausage sizzle. But I was a bit alarmed because they had the U in sausage in the wrong place. So they were actually advertising a sassoage sizzle. And I thought perhaps rather than spending their time sassaging, they should perhaps be learning spelling or something like that.
Come along,
which school was it?
I can't remember. I was just taken by the sassaage sizzle.
Let us assuage your sassaage fears at our sassaage sizzle.
And the other sign that I saw, which I thought was quite alarming as well, was that there's a shop opening up around the corner from my house, and it's called a children's lifestyle boutique.
What is that about?
What do you go in there and they just push you over so you can skin your knees?
I don't know. Well, they sell tiny smoking jackets and pipes or something for four-year-olds.
We hate that sort of talk on this show.
What happened to toy shop?
Yeah.
Like, because kids don't have lifestyles, they have childhoods. That's the point of being a child.
It's like when you go to the bank and they'll come into the customer studio. It's a cubicle. Customer studio. We're going to be shooting a film in there, apparently. Here's a cardboard box. We call it a studio apartment. Although we have been slagging off terminology in this place all year.
Yeah, we have.
And people have stopped talking to us.
Really?
They don't really like us in the sales department anymore.
No, they do.
Well, they won't let us go into their blue sky sessions.
That's true.
What does that mean?
Well, they all pretend they're not having them. They'll be having
actually,
what is clearly...
That is very true, actually.
You know, you'll go past, you go, that's an ideas shower. Yeah, and they'll just all stop and pretend they're just doing nothing.
Yeah.
There's a guy, the energy captain in his cape, just pretends he's making a coffee. So we've gone past.
Pretends he's wearing the cape for warmth, you know? Yeah, it's true, actually. Whiteboards everywhere with, like, texture all over them. We wander past. They spin them round. They'll just sort of, like, put their cups of tea down. You know, everyone will stop to the sort of the energy hand-holding and all that kind of gear. Pretend it's just a chat.
The guys in the suits will put the briefcases down and stop making the caveman noises, saying you're going to take the piss out of our fine storm on your show again.
Yes.
Have we talked about insight mining before?
What's that?
I was part of a conference once, and I got to crash it as a character. So I was introduced as a new member of staff, and so they were talking about insight mining, and I was like, "Well, what happens if the insight mine collapses and people are killed?"
That's when you get your cape over your head.
What is an insight mine?
It might be the same as a blue shower sky meeting.
Blue shower meeting. There we go. Blue velvet. Ideas in that.
What happened to the days when you'd say, let's have a meeting and a talk?
They're gone.
Maybe a cup of tea?
No.
No? Okay. No. Those were the old days. No. Hey, here's something
that
I see Greg, the yellow wiggle, has quit the group. He's gone solo.
Yeah, poor thing.
There's talk that it's, medical issues.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, I don't know.
Oh, really?
I don't know. We uncovered some disturbing Wiggles-related information. Remember that when we got them in here?
Yes, we did.
Want to flash back to that?
I do.
Have a listen to this. My Labrador, you can just produce a salt and vinegar chip.
Yeah.
And you get what I call the glass fangs, drool just coming down. Watch the same effect produced from Ed Cavalier when we play this Wiggles song.
Potato, some fruit from the fridge, tomato, sultana, a bowl of porridge.
He's gone!
Melon, pineapple, rhubarb in a dish. A lemon, we squeeze on a fish.
Lemon's
spaghetti, I'm ready for a big piece of cheese.
It gets better!
Fruitcake with custard, may I have more please?
Hungry?
An apple, a pawpaw, and red strawberries.
roast chicken, fish fingers, and cream and jelly.
Oh, look, that's enough. He's losing it. That is, it's such a delicious song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But.
What, Tone?
Have you tried playing that song backwards?
No, I haven't, Tone.
Eh. Have a listen to this.
Hey, kids. Food is good, but why not try stealing?
Stealing? Oh, my. Stealing?
That can't be right.
You can't put that message in there.
Whoa.
You don't want to encourage the kids to steal.
Whoa.
Kids, amazing. Don't steal.
I reckon that was Scottish Dave, the engineer.
Yeah.
He's doing something.
So you don't want to steal, kids, but if you do get caught, remember what to say to Mum. I decline to comment on the grounds I may incriminate myself. Memorise that phrase. It's such a useful phrase.
So good.
I love Henry.
Oh, yes.
The octopus.
The octopus.
Is he hard to manage? In case you're not familiar with Henry, have a listen to this.
Move your arms like Henry.
Oh, why not?
Move your arms like Henry.
Maybe not if you're driving.
Move your arms around and around and around and around like Henry.
But listen to what happens when you play that one backwards.
Imagine how much shoplifting you could do if you had eight arms.
Oh, that's so wrong.
I'm shocked.
Shocked. Ed, do you like a bit of Rango?
I'm massively into Rango.
I love the Rango.
Wags the dog.
He likes to tango.
Wags the dog.
It's funny enough about turning it backwards.
Turning it backwards, you say, Anthony? Interesting idea. Listen to this.
Wags calls it Rango. We call it train surfing. And it's cool.
It's not cool. It's not cool, Wiggles. Train surfing. Not even on one of those little miniature trains.
Isn't it funny how Greg's voice sounds like Tony?
I can't explain that. Just one more. Have a listen to this.
Chugga-chugga, big red car.
Oh, it's great.
We'll travel near and we'll travel far.
Obviously, it's increasingly expensive to get around singing that song. I tried playing that one backwards.
Oh, don't, Tone, no.
I was really shocked by what Listen to this.
Turn it up, make them up, sing good. Don't sing to hell.
Sorry, that's nothing to do with the Wiggles. Lose that. That was, of course, Maximum Satan by Annihilator. Oh, can we play all of that, Richie?
I think we can.
Really? Are we allowed to play Annihilator on our second to last show for the year?
Go on.
Cal, what do you reckon?
I love it. It's so refreshing and soothing.
No, we're not going to play that. We're going to play this. Nearly got you, Mr. Barsley. That's Eskimo Joe with Sarah, or as our listeners call it, the theme from The NeverEnding Story.
Works either way.
Kind of similar.
Actually, I got an email from someone
telling
me that he had heard that Eskimo Joe had a bet with some other WA bands, Little Birdie and somebody else, the WA5, and that they all had a bet to see who could get The NeverEnding Story into one of their songs.
No.
That's what they reckon.
Really?
That's what they reckon.
Mm. Cal Wilson is with us. She's an expert on the music.
Mm.
She's also in Passiona High, according to Libby, who has sent us a fantastic poster.
Libby, you're a genius.
Exciting.
It's, there'll be certainly a copy of our album, A Legal Download, coming her way. How many left do we know, Nikki?
We're under 100 now.
Under 100. Under 100.
And the competition to get one's getting pretty steep.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you what I had to do to get mine.
Not on air, certainly. Well, look at this poster. You're in it. This is Libby has made a poster for Passiona High in the style of the Breakfast Club. So are you Molly Ringwald?
She's Molly. Yeah.
I'm not the one with the dandruff.
No. I always just look like Andrew McCarthy, but he wasn't in the Breakfast Club. So who would I be?
Anthony Michael Hall.
Oh, Anthony Michael Hall.
You're Anthony Michael Hall.
I am very much so. You've got Ed as
Emilio Estevez.
Judith Lucy, enemy of Oz Stereo.
Yes.
Somehow.
As never Ali been Sheedy.
That's right. Hasn't been on the show, but she's made it in there.
Yep.
And best of all, Lockie Hume, a very convincing Judd Nelson.
Yeah, Hume. when they remake the Breakfast Club, you know, when they're all like post college and they're all in their jobs,
yeah,
and they all get somehow working, they all end up somehow working at the same menial job.
Wouldn't that be good?
With
and
a really
locked in for the weekend.
And locked in for the weekend. Now we're getting somewhere. Lachey's perfect for it.
Oh, no. But you'd want the original cast. That's a good idea, that one.
No, you get. No, you get Judd to play the boss, right? You get Lachey to play Judd's character, and then everyone else original cast. Great.
Fantastic. Cool. Well, right. Beautiful work.
And you have to put Lindsay Lohan in there somewhere. Uh-huh. Otherwise, the kids won't watch it.
Yes, because there needs to be a fire crotch for you.
Yeah, big time. Her and Molly.
So, Cal, we'd obviously like to second you next year to be in
I'd love to. I'm excited about, that poster looks so professional, but also I don't believe I've ever made that face in my life. But
what
there I am
that?
Making that face.
It's a near Coleman. Similar to the Jonathan Coleman patented look, although you're not pointing at something.
Yeah.
But have you been given a bizarre job offer? Did you tell us?
I can't say what the name is because they try and give me work. But there's a website that draws people to them and then gives you work. You know, like so. It's one of those. I'll call it wewantacomedian.com.au.
Okay. Right.
So people go to them and they go, "We want a comedian," and they go, "Oh yes, of course we represent them," and then they give you work through your own manager.
Yes.
They sent me a booking. That's good. They sent me a booking request last night. I don't think they read it before they sent it. Because the booking details are artist Cal Wilson, date 14th of the 2nd, 2007, time 7 o'clock, City Sydney, performance length 2 to 3 hours, event details, Valentine's Day dinner and frivolities, my shout.
Oh.
And then it says, other artists, just Cal, she's just too cute. Oh yeah, and she can't bring her boyfriend. And then it says, eat dinner, drink wine, laugh, talk about matters that have no relevance to much at all, aka small talk.
Right.
And no comment from the booking agency.
Good
They've gig. Just sent that to me.
Great. So, yeah. Do you think this booking agency, do you think he's just going to meet you at a railway station with, say, a canvas sack?
I reckon. I just pop in here and I'll drag you to the restaurant.
To the gig.
What kind of money are we talking?
I don't know. I haven't emailed them back, but they have said, you've received this inquiry through wewantacomedian.com.au. Please reply to this email ASAP, letting us know if you're available. Your quote for the performance, I think my quote is, oh my God. and any questions you need answered in order to quote.
Yeah.
So I reckon I should just ring back and act like I want to do it.
Yeah, I think so. Reply
to BuffaloBill@silenceofthelambs.com. Fantastic. People are so keen to get hold of our album. Look what this bloke has done. Oh, Steve and Andrew Babola.
Hey, Babola.
Are GoldenEye fans. N64 GoldenEye fans.
I saw this. How did they do it?
They got...
It looks like the Magnum gun. It looks like it looks like the Silver Magnum.
They've definitely used the Silver Magnum, which would take quite a while.
Yeah.
And they've shot up a wall somewhere in the game and spelled out, get this, in bullet holes, Batfink style. That gets you an album.
Sure does.
That's the kind of effort we're looking for. Sure what's does. On this album, by the way? What is on there? People keep asking me what's on there. It's about 45 minutes of get this.
I don't know.
And, Ross Noble talking about Blakey. Oh, wouldn't you want that for Christmas?
Yeah, good.
Good stuff.
Jeez, Tone.
You didn't know. Have you even listened to it?
No.
You don't know what's on our album.
No.
It's a limited edition. Ed hasn't got one.
No. There's hidden tracks.
There's a hidden track.
Is there a hidden track?
It's all hidden. It's just
a
blank CD.
Did we not put a hidden track on?
Well, my story's kind of the hidden track.
No, isn't that just track whatever, 12?
Yeah.
You mean we didn't put a hidden track
no.
on?
Mummy, Daddy, please don't fight.
Come on, Tone. There's me reading out a story from my book, Lolly Scrap. A lot
great.
Of people.
That'd be great.
Emailing in to say, because it's came out a year ago, a lot of shops don't have it. Apparently people don't think it's real because we lie so much on this show. And a woman went into Dimmicks and asked for my book and was told, that book doesn't really exist. That's just a joke they say
everyone,
on the show.
Hey, everyone, this woman believed Martin. Now, can we have a photo? No, seriously.
But it is, you may have to order it. They might
no,
not
it's
have
in
it.
Borders.
Really?
Yeah, I went there the other day and like put other books in front of it.
Oh, good idea. Move Sean McCallum's book to the front.
Yeah, Dan Brown.
Okay, so if you want a copy of our album, just keep sucking
I've
up.
Got some emails.
Well, there's only a day really to do it.
No, I'm gonna be reading the emails over summer. Why is everyone laughing?
No, that was a little sad, sympathetic face.
Oh, was it?
It was that's sweet and lonely.
There might be some albums left at the beginning of next year to give away.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Now, I've got a few emails about that. Tony, you want me to save that for later on?
Sizzle it up for later because people are asking, get
bit
this.
Bit of a sizzle.
We love a sausage sizzle.
Massively. Big.
People are saying, what did you guys do about that endlessly fascinating wheat board scandal?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? And it's back in the news. It sounds shonky, yes. Listen to this on the front of a paper today. The Coal Inquiry manipulated evidence to protect the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, according to a former diplomat who gave evidence to the commission.
Oh,
my name has been deliberately misused by the Coal Commission.
Oh, dear.
Said former diplomat Genevieve Hamilton. I feel used.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Used by the wheat board.
And do you remember when they had Alexander Downer up on the stand earlier in the year?
Yeah, I do. Couldn't remember much.
Yeah, I think we had a recording.
Oh, yeah, we did.
An actual true-to-life
Just
recording.
Just play it, man. No one believes this.
I'm very confused. I mean, they send lots of things to my office. I can't read them all. They send letters. It's like 100,000 letters a day. I'm supposed to read them all. And I don't. I go on the plane. Sometimes they let me go up to where they drive the plane. The other one, the Prime Minister one, he's got people helping him. But I'm just in my office, the foreign business office. I have to put my own shoes on. And sometimes they'll send a man in to help with the laces. But I can't be expected to know everything that's going on. Sometimes I can't work. The door on my office, it says pull, but sometimes I push it and it doesn't open. I'm having someone come in to teach me about that, to do it properly. I can do a funny voice. I can do an impression of Kim Beazley. Here we go. Hello, I'm a big fat man. That's it, see. I did that at the SEN thing, what that was. Karaoke night, I think it was. Had all people talking different words from different countries. I couldn't understand them. There was a piece of paper on my desk, and it said some words about the bad things that the people at the wheat factory were doing. Well, I'm not sure what wheat is. I think it's in bread. They must need wheat in overseas countries or something. So they put some money with it, and then the people buy it or something. I don't know. And there's the one, the Saddam one. I don't like him. He was living in a hole with no money or wheat. He didn't have anything. I called them and I talk. I say, hello. Is that the wheat man? And there's a voice coming out, and it said, I'm from the Department of Wheat. And I said, you're doing bad things, aren't you? I've got a piece of paper that is casting suspicion. And they went, no, we're not. We're doing good things. And I went, okay, sorry. I won't call again. And I called up the deputy one, Mr. Vale, and I said, what's the thing with the wheat man that he's doing wrong? And he said, I can't recall. And I said, what's the business with the letter? And he said, I can't recall. I said, who are you? And he said, I can't recall, I've no idea. I was very confused, and I went and sat in the corner and was very quiet. And then a man came and they took me home, and I had a nice glass of milk, and then someone tucked me in and said, everything's going to be all right.
Well, thanks, Mr. Downer. This commission thanks you for your time.
Actual testimony.
Amazing.
From the Coal Inquiry.
How we get these things.
Hasn't it been a big year? So huge going on. So much more to get to.
Yeah.
I just want to point out, we're saying, you know, have a look at our posters.
Yeah.
You have to go to the website to see them.
Oh, yeah.
People who have actually made poster art sent it in. We've put it up there.
Oh, absolutely. There's pictures of when we went to Patterson Lakes.
Yes.
Very fetching picture of me really, you know, sticking it to the kids handball style.
And there's some new photos of Ed, the table tennis tournoi,
oh, yes.
in the very throes of defeat. You can see it. Yeah?
We all just had a wee silent moment where we looked at it then.
Jeez, was it? Talk about that.
Have you not seen those photos, Ed?
Roundly trounced.
Not very happy.
Oh.
Jordan looks pretty happy in those photos.
What, Jordan? Katy Price Jordan?
Yeah. If only. Ryan
Shelton. That's a table tennis.
Ryan Shelton's laughing in the photos. Lawrence Lung's pretty happy with himself.
Yeah, yuck it up, Shelton.
If you look at those photos, here's a treat. Go to those photos. Weirdly captured in the background of one of them. one of the scared, weird little guys just walking past with a guitar in his hand. There's hours of fun on our website.
Wasn't actually there at the time, but, you know, his ghostly image captured for posterity.
Do you have a website, Cal?
I do. I've got a MySpace page, actually.
Oh. How many friends you got?
1,000 and something.
No, really?
Yeah.
Is that
bad? If I got...
It's got over 100.
I've only got 200.
Really?
She feels so inadequate.
I think it's just 200 people joining 5 times on mine, though, to make me feel better.
No, but you've probably gone and joined heaps of bands once, and then they've let
you. Yeah, yeah,
and like
totally,
heaps of comedians, because you're all like in it together.
Yeah, yeah, sweet.
All right, let's keep the tension and discomfort going.
He's gone all weird on that side of the table.
As we celebrate the year that was.
I'm happy.
Get this.
Get this.
Well, Tony, the important thing is that it's get this.
It is clean green.
Pure of.
For the award-winning Mercedes-Benz Vito.
It's Get This Around the Nation. Cal Wilson is with us. During the year, Cal, we've been talking up the work of mid-80s synthesizer pioneers. Haven't we done a lot of good work in that regard yet?
Brought them back.
Yeah.
Back from the brink.
Howard Jones.
Yep.
The man who'd like to get to know you well.
He would love it.
Rob from... Do you remember Howard Jones?
I do. Didn't he sing, and he wants her and she wants you and nobody is to blame?
Yeah. That was him.
How'd that one go?
Yeah, that was... And you want her and she wants her. No one is to blame.
But not quite as good as that. Blame, yes.
He did a soundtrack to Better Off Dead.
Yeah. Rob...
Did he really?
Yeah, he had a lot of songs on that soundtrack.
Oh, and he was on the Comic Relief album.
Was he just?
Better Off Dead, John Cusack.
Yeah, Savage Steve Holland.
Mm. Savage Steve Holland.
What were his other two films?
There was One Crazy Summer.
Yes.
And
with How I Got Into College.
Oh, right, okay.
And then just disappeared.
How I Got Into College.
Yeah, he would have had that one at the video shop. Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
And was it Vice Versa? Was that the one with...
No, it wasn't Savage Steve.
No, was that Kirk Cameron... When he turned into his dad?
Yeah, it was Vice Versa, was a poor man's version of Like Father, Like Son, which was a poor man's version of 18 Again, which was a poor man's version of Dream a Little Dream, which was a poor man's version of Big, is what you're trying to say.
This is a convention of Rain Men right here.
To Nerdsville.
Gotta get a Kmart.
But we're not alone. Rob from Liverpool, England, listens to us on the internet.
Nerd.
And he went along to a Howard Jones gig recently. At Liverpool University, on the way in, we saw a table with a couple of old-age pensioners selling CDs of recent Howard Jones demos. Halfway through the show, Jones stopped the show to thank the band and thank his mum and dad on the door selling the CDs off a table.
That's cute.
That's beautiful.
It's cute, unless they're actors that he's hired.
Oh, that's sad.
To try and get sympathy.
I think
them his mum and dad.
Oh, but I think that's an evil genius plan.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, it makes me like him more.
Well, maybe it's his real parents, but I'd like to think they've got the eyeliner and maybe a cape shoozed up here. And, of course, Nick Kershaw. Look at this. The beautiful art. This is my favourite artifact of the year. This is an original Nick Kershaw 45 of Wide Boy.
That
Robin Hitchcock, legendary singer-songwriter Robin Hitchcock. You're a big fan.
I am.
He brought this in for me, signed by him and the members of REM. Look at that. Peter Buck signing a copy of Wide Boy by Nick Kershaw.
Fantastic.
And, you know, Kershaw fans have been on the blower, saying, stop taking the piss, guys.
Massively. More of them coming out of the woodwork than I expected.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just the same two people putting on different voices.
Nick Kershaw's parents, maybe. But they've said, you know, stop taking the piss. Why not play a bit off his excellent new album, You've Got to Laugh?
Actually, that's probably fair enough.
So we ordered it and it arrived in the mail, and I took it down to the music department. I said, can we play something off the new...
How about we go? Yeah, yeah.
No. They won't let
us... What if he did a LaBouche cover?
We're not allowed to play even a single note off the new album at all. Not at all.
You've got to laugh.
We can't play any of it.
Oh, it's not funny.
My ears are crying.
Sorry, Nick.
You've got to laugh.
No, we can't play any of it.
You would surely cry.
That's true. But look, it's not that bad.
If by a chance.
No, it can't be that bad, Nick.
Money.
I'm sure they'll give it a go. If
can't get rested.
Oh, things can't be that bad, surely.
He's made himself sound like panpipes.
So, we can't play any of the
Sorry, Nick.
Caution. Oh, hang on. Did we just play a bit of it then?
We did.
We actually did play it then. Oh, well, that's very complimentary.
I'm here one
very nice, but we're just doing our job. Come on. Oh, that's lovely, Nick. That's very nice of you. Not enough, Sue. Look, it's... Yeah, okay. I mean, it's not much different from some of the stuff we play on the station. James Blunt, EG.
You know what it is?
What is it?
It's the kind of song, right? It's the kind of song where you, like, where you cuddle up to your loved one in, like, billowy linen as you kind of, like, sailed off into the sunset together.
A few doves.
Sitting on a beach with a woolen jumper on.
Yeah.
Well, Enya is pottering around in the shallows, I reckon.
In the shallows. Yeah. Just trying to get in shot.
Yeah.
Out of it, Enya! All right, I hope the Kershaw fans...
It's still catchy, though.
Yeah.
It's got a good voice, but you're right. Mm. Geez, it lacks synth.
Mm.
Why turn your back on your roots?
Why do that?
I mean, if you've built a career, an empire, based around three synths at once, why get rid of them? In place of what?
Acoustic guitar.
Moody guitar. Acoustic guitar is never going to take off.
Mm. Anyway, that's on... Well, both those tracks are from You've Got to Laugh on Nick Kershaw's own label, which I swear to you is called Shorthouse. I swear that is true. So the new Shorthouse recording from Nick Kershaw is available on the internet now. Everyone happy?
Yes.
Okay. Let's hear some music from the Cavalier Collection.
I had a sitar. I brought it in, but apparently we're not going to hear that bit, are we, Rich? No. I'm going to play some good old-fashioned rock and or roll.
Oh, could you for once?
Yeah, just for once. You know, I'm going to crack it out. Sweet vocals, sweet rhythm guitar. Cal, you're on drums.
Okay.
Rich, get Enya out of here, okay. All right? Just boot him out. Don't let him get in. Yanni, go off you as well, all right? 2, 3, 4. Yes.
Okay.
I'm bringing it.
Yeah. Not yet.
Oh, that's those hoodoo gurus.
Great.
It's great stuff. Richard Marsden has Dave Faulkner's pants in his wardrobe.
That's right.
We had that story the other day. Too long to explain. Yep. But Cal Wilson is here at Get This. And have you brought us presents?
I've bought you Christmas presents.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday, I was very lucky. I managed to buy a whole carton of fridge magnets from St. Vincent de Paul's for $10. So I've made you some beautiful Christmas presents. but I'm really annoyed with myself. I forgot to bring in the best fridge magnet. You know how there's always like musical pigs or hilarious cows on fridge magnets? There was a fridge magnet of a rabbit, a humorous, you know, no, just a pretty cute little woodland rabbit, feeling up a tiny mermaid.
Oh, yes, please. I want that on my fridge.
Don't quite understand it, but anyway.
How did they meet?
I don't know. She's sitting on the grass and she's half the size of the rabbit, but he's like knocks out for the boys.
And he's bounced up and going,
met on rsvp.com.
Yeah. In a pool of jelly.
Sophie. That's hot.
So out of my beautiful St. Vincent de Paul's.
Oh, my God, that is amazing. What is that? Well, how would you describe that to our listeners?
Now,
marmot from the Big Lebowski.
Yes.
Yeah, great.
Yes.
That is amazing.
Okay, it's getting a bit stalkery, but I went to Wikipedia last night to find out what you liked. And apparently the Big Lebowski is your favourite movie. So
it's Big Lebowski or Sodomy if you go today. So I'm glad you've gone with the Lebowski.
And you make all the music on the show, so that's the guitar and the harp and the saxophone.
That is amazing. It's like a sculpture made of fridge magnets.
Made of crap.
That is brilliant. Thank you so much.
Now, Nikki the producer, whose last name is Hamilton...
Nikki Hamilton.
Cal, that thing is incredible.
How long did that take?
That's arts and crafts.
It took me about an hour. Oh, yes, I love my arts and crafts.
Straight to the website.
But look, that's for Nikki.
Nikki Hamilton likes shoes, so I have made her a Hamilton Island of shoes.
Oh, my.
Now,
that is amazing.
There is also a clock on the island because she's always pointing at the clock.
And there's
a little hand with four fingers going, 4 minutes, 4 minutes.
It's a long time since we did anything that went 4 minutes.
I realise you're not getting the full effect of this because it is radio.
Yeah, we'll put them on the website.
It's the most visual show on radio.
We love visual gear.
Ed Cavalier happens to like Kitten Wars, so you get your own kitten.
That is amazing. You've created a kitten war.
Is that one's a fridge bag? One's a fox, though, isn't it?
I have to say, if anyone's listening.
It's a Somali cat that looks like a fox.
Look at this. One of them's wearing lipstick. One of them's got no mouth. This is a.
Each of these looks like an elaborate cake that you would see at Liberace's house.
That's right.
Do you know what, Tone? That's the best description you've ever given of anything. Tone, that is, you are through the looking glass, my friend.
Yeah. Now, Tony Martin.
Oh, what's that?
I believe you have an exceptionally soft Labrador.
I do.
Now, on the grounds of inaccuracy, I realise this dog isn't a Labrador, but it was the closest I could find. Here's a tribute to Honeybee.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. This is...
Okay, it's like a... There's a shell.
It's a silver oyster shell.
It's a silver oyster shell, like a bobble-headed dog is sitting on a disco ball.
That's right.
If I had to make this... like on Survivor, that would take about 3 years.
I think we've found the float for the Tony Martin float for the Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Each of these look like miniature Mardi Gras floats.
Right.
They do.
That's right.
I tell you what, a kitten war float wouldn't go astray.
Yes.
With real kittens.
That'd bring Fred Nile around.
Real kitten.
How
real
long did these take?
They took me about an hour and a half to make each.
No, come
that
on.
Is incredible.
And I didn't burn myself. Usually I burn myself with my glue gun, but I managed not to.
The design phase would take longer than that.
But I did glue my trousers.
Look at this. It's all symmetry. There's so much symmetry.
It's like a cat beauty pageant, Ed Cavalli.
It is. Oh,
see that? It's a cat beauty pageant.
I'm going to put this up at home.
That's,
you know what?
That's kitty porn.
I tell you, well, I'm hooked.
That's Short Bus with cats.
I put a pun on there for you, Tony.
It's soft, so soft. Labradorable. Oh, she is very labradorable. She'll be at home drooling right now, just fixated on a single crumb on the kitchen floor. We've got to get up the mountain. What we'll do is we'll have to have these properly photographed by
professionals.
By humans.
Annie Leibovitz.
Yeah.
And then we'll...
she'll try and add pumpkins, man. I don't want Leibovitz involved.
Get Annie Lennox to do it instead.
All right.
So much to get to. What are we talking about today? I don't think we can top these amazing sculptures. But
it were television.
I have to put it away. I have to put it away because I'll just keep looking
we'll
at
break
it.
Them.
Go away.
We'll probably break them or eat them. What we're going to talk about today is highlights of the year. And can I just quickly say the highlight of doing this show has been the emails that come in.
You know it, Tone.
And people just love to get onto the superhighway and send us emails.
Welcome to the remarkable modern world of the internet, or the information super funnel as it's known to its many hundreds of users. At any one time, literally dozens of messages are whizzing about informing people all over the world that their penises are too small. So too the literally several emails we receive every month via the computermatic info causeway we call the internet, and which hundreds and hundreds of naked, sunken-eyed Ukrainian harlots call home. Once we receive your message, the Triple M Evaluation Task Force quickly establish whether your communique has the necessary ingredients for broadcast. Sizzle, traction, cut-through, recall, likability, familiarity, market friendliness, tits. Once the email has been rewritten to our exacting specifications, everyone involved sits back and focuses their attention by listening to nothing but Nickelback for 6 straight hours, and then James Blunt's Wise Men and both sides of Toto 4. Once the rigorous evaluation process is complete, only the most thoughtfully constructive missives are submitted for Tony, Ed, and sometimes Richard's approval. So here's hoping that you, the enterprising wireless listener and email sender of, will have approached the dauntingly lofty standards demanded of you by the broadcaster's Alan Jones says he loves gentlemen. The broadcaster's Alan Jones says he loves gentlemen.
Oh, the emails, haven't they been good?
That's my favourite joke of the year. The email that Alan Jones says he loves gentlemen one. That's proper joke writing, that is.
What have you got from the listeners?
Oh, they're so
And
good.
Start calling now with your highlight of the year. Yeah, that's all we want to hear about.
1-3-3-5-3.
1-3-3-5-3. Everyone gets a copy of a legal download.
Doesn't have to be, don't make it about the show. Make it about your own life.
Yeah.
You know, make it about the triumphs that have been your life this year. Okay, here we go. David Blumenstein has had a massive triumph. Thanks for sizzling up my animated shaft of hope. Since your film festival never eventuated, debatable, I thought I'd enter it in some other one. As a result, I've been nominated for Best Web Animation at an Animation Industry Awards night.
Is that right? With our Todd and Brand idea.
So thanks, get this, dreams can come true. Hey?
Oh, that's
look at
beautiful.
This. How do you know when you made a real difference? All right, here we go. Look at this. Tobias Johns. Hi, guys. I have a challenge for Ed. I would like to see him make a prequel to his KFC commercial. I really want to know more about his character, Gus. I mean, his performance in a 15-second commercial has a great number of layers. Thank you very much.
Yeah, true.
But I want to see the guy going to get that haircut. And here we go, some quote. I would like to look like the Lego or a post or a land. I would like to look like a Legoland postman, please.
Oh. Okay.
He'd like to see him purchasing the dashing pink T-shirt, and he really wants to see where the sexual tension between sexual tension between my character and my friend my friend's character in the show started.
Mm. So there's a lot more to their 30-second ad.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
And this is the bit I like, though. I mean, their relationship seems more awkward than that of Tony Danza and that transvestite lady on Who's the Boss?
Wow. Okay, are we going to have to film that ourselves?
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it.
Do you have the rights to your character, though, or is that owned by the Chicken Corporation?
Yeah, they cried forever just when I mentioned it on air and threatened to sue because not...
And yet you were giving them promotion.
I know, not sizzling. Oh, boo-hoo. All right, here we go.
Maybe just change the colour of the polo shirt.
No, well, there was, anyway. Shane Walsh. I can't say anymore. Shane Walsh.
Mm.
He's written in and said that his mum sent him the DVD of Hey Hey by request.
Right.
And he still can't believe that of all the great moments over 28 years, anyone would actually write in and claim, the one moment I really want to see is when Daryl was pissing himself laughing about something that happened off camera that that viewers couldn't see or hear. These moments occupied over half of the DVD. And then he's added, as if Daryl's reading the emails, come on, Daryl, don't make control over your selection process so obvious, mate.
Oh, our listeners get fired up, don't they?
Shane's had enough.
Okay. Well, let's find out. I mean, Carol, just quickly, highlight of your year, do you think?
I think highlight of my year would have been going on Thank God You're Here.
Oh, yes.
I think.
It certainly was great work.
No gag in that. I just really loved it.
Miss Kakos. We all remember Miss Kakos.
Awesome work.
Got anyone on the line with the highlight ad?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
We've got quite a few.
Hello. Hello there, Lisa. How are you?
Hello.
What's going on? What's been the highlight of your year?
I think it would have to be the smooth, dulcet, white chocolate sounds of your Wonderland ad.
Lisa,
your body is Wonderland.
You mean this?
Your body is a wonderland.
The ladies go crazy.
Yeah? Have you got it on your phone, Lisa?
Your body is a wonderland. Use my hand.
That's the best. Would you like us to leave you alone with the song, Lisa?
I think that's best. And also, we call Ed. Ed needs a new nickname. We've been calling him Evil Knievely.
That's pretty good. When you say we, who are you talking about?
Oh, just the masses.
The masses.
The masses.
The people.
Well, it's not fair that Marsland gets all the nicknames.
Yeah. He has had it too good for too long. Thank you, Lisa. An album for you and a copy of Little Britain Live, the DVD.
Tasty.
And something else from my desk so I don't have to clean it out. All right, then. Hello there, Peter. How are you?
How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, man. What's been the highlight of your year?
Well, I've got two, but the first one is I went out jogging one morning and came home with a weird Al Yankovic video.
Oh.
How so?
What happened?
Oh, I was jogging past a garage sale. I had $5 in my pocket. I was going to buy the newspapers.
Uh-huh.
And I spied for $3 a Weird Al Yankovic video. Thought, I've got to have that.
And what was the video? Is it the video from UHF?
I'm trying to see. It's in my shelf. I can see from here. But it's like the best of all his videos. And then between the story of Weird Al's life.
Yeah, good
best
stuff.
$3 I've ever spent.
Is that right? $3?
Yeah.
When you say shelf, how high does it go?
It's three levels of videos.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, here's what I want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Close your eyes, just reach for something at random off the shelf and see what you get.
Okay, what have I got here?
Babysitter's Club?
It is Dressed to Kill.
Oh, Dressed to Kill. Wow, the Brian De Palma.
Well, that's three up from something called Bad Eggs.
There you go.
I'll just blow the dust off it.
Hello.
Oh, he's turned.
Why would someone want a copy of Dressed to Kill? I mean, it's a great film, but...
That was another jog.
Fair enough.
I think that might be the person who's booking that gig for you.
Anything else? Oh, thank you, Peter. Hi, Nadia.
Hi, how are you?
Really good. Highlight of your year?
Look, who needs the Soccer World Cup when I have become the bingo champion of Asquith Bowling Club?
Is that right? How did you do it?
Thank you.
Well, surely you're much too young to compete.
I was definitely one of the youngest there. I'm 20, so it was a bit odd being around 80-year-olds saying bingo.
Yeah, and what did you wipe the floor with them?
Well, I haven't been for years, and I went with my mum. Now I'm on uni holidays, and I won twice.
What did you win?
I want some Coles Myer gift vouchers and some $2.50 vouchers to use in the bistro.
In the bistro? What are you going to get, some devil wings?
Oh, you know, there's a great, there's a fire engine waiting for me.
No,
this woman doesn't need our album.
I think so.
You've done very well, Nadia. Thank you. And finally, Leanne, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Ooh, good, nice radio voice. And a highlight of your year, Leanne?
I saw Toto live.
Now,
what do you mean?
Yeah, because aren't they a studio-only band?
No, they're not.
Okay, so
you're just hugely misinformed. They have more than three songs.
Okay, hold the line, Africa, Rosanna. What else they got?
Roger Sanchez actually did a disco version of a sample of Don't Hold You Back Now.
You're kidding me.
No, and it was a huge hit, and it got the guitarist Steve Lukather, who actually wrote the song, bought his mother a new house.
Let me say what I know Richard Marsden is thinking. Is he known as Dirty Sanchez by the rest of the band?
Probably.
And so Roger Sanchez, I've seen him before. He's kind of, you know, he's all blinged out and kind of hip with the kids.
He is.
Are you saying that Toto is cool? Is that what you're trying to get us to believe?
Look, I'm not trying to get you to believe that at all, but I just think they're not as bad as you think they are.
And when they cranked out Africa on the live,
yep.
Was it, you know, one of those moments in your life where everything just came together nicely?
Look, honestly, I was inspired.
Really?
Yeah, and
inspired
then you guys
what?
Started going on about them, and I actually saw Nick Kershaw live in 1985. Aren't I just a tragic?
98?
No, 85.
That's more like
how many synthesizers was he playing back then?
As many as you think he was.
Is that right?
Yeah, but I've also sent you an email this morning to tell you that he actually had a website a few years ago and got on and just posted a tirade about how how they did all those 80s concerts where, you know, a few artists would play a few songs. Yeah. I'm never going to do that and rah, 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 and I'm shutting down this website so no one can hassle me and I'm not playing any of my old songs anymore.
Oh,
and now he's obviously taken his medication, had a change of heart and released a new album so it's very exciting for me to hear snippets of songs that you just don't hear anymore.
Are you the head of the music program in this network by any chance?
No, I'm not, but I'd like to be because we could play a third Toto song. That would be very exciting.
And you just know that Nick wouldn't be able to turn his back forever on. You can't renounce the riddle.
You can't.
You've got to get back to that tree by the river.
It's a bit like the reflex for Duran Duran, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's a lonely child waiting in the park.
That is.
But simultaneously, the chance of finding treasure in the dark. I think you'll find.
Thank you, Leanne. Thank you to everyone.
Oh, look, what a fantastic selection of callers. Everyone gets a copy of Illegal Download.
Yeah, everyone gets Little Britain Live DVD.
Little Britain Live DVD.
And some people are going to get some stuff from my desk.
Oh, it's starting to clear his desk. Hasn't happened all year.
Nope. Hey.
Old sandwiches coming your way, listeners. Cal Wilson, I am just blown away by these sculptures. Like, I can't find the words to adequately describe them on air.
That's a shame, isn't it?
Yes.
It's sizzling hot.
It is.
What will Greg Fleet bring us tomorrow? How's he going to top it tomorrow?
Court summonses.
He'll probably nick them.
Guys, I've brought you a beautiful Christmas invoice. I've bedazzled it, though. All right, Cal, thank you for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We're certainly hoping to be back next year. Will you come back and play for bigger prizes?
I will. Oh, yes, please. I cash in my prizes and I come back as the carryover champ.
Don't let them ruin your voice. No. Them lot, what are doing that?
Yeah, I'll make sure I'm okay, Digger.
Story.
Oh, that's better.
Story. And our key phrase today. Oh, gee, what was it?
Where do you pick
Nikki
from?
Has written it down. Apparently we are a convention of rain men. And we'll be back tomorrow, last show for the year, with Greg Fleet.
Greg Fleet, Medallions of Meat.
And if he doesn't show up, just old recordings of him, re-edited to sound like he's in the studio live. All thanks to the Mercedes-Benz Vito.